Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our shiur on the topic of Shor Niskol. We already had two shiur, B'si'ata D'Shmaya. We saw in the flow of Smitoras Hashem, talking about how the Isser of Shor Niskol, Lacha Gemar Dino, is that it has the status of an Avela, and Memela, any Shechita, will not render the animal edible, kosher. And the Rambam calls it a nevela. It's like a nevela. And now our job is to explain the reason that Shechita doesn't help a Shor Niskol, and that it's like a nevela. And we'd also like to understand what the Rambam says, that it becomes like a behema tmeya. Why does the Rambam write this dimion to a behema tmeya and not a trefa? Trefa also Shechita doesn't help. So why nevela tmeya? Why nevela? And again, we're going in the derech of Moreno Rosh HaYeshiva, Hagon Rebbe Moshe Chevroni, Rosh Yeshiva's Chevron. So the Rebbe Kiva Eger in his Lakutim HaMaseches Bava Kama has a suffix about somebody who shechted a shur haniskol, if the shechita is metaher, if the shechita purifies the shur haniskol from having the status of a nevela. Is it going to have, if he taka shechts the Shor HaNiskol, is it going to purify it from its din, Nevela? The Meiri in Sanhedrin, Kuf Yud Beis, writes, I'm quoting, Behemas ir anidachas shenishchita, ho ovein omedes shchita, dar besofik im hoila, shchitosa, letara midei nevela im lava. Behem of ir anidachas, that was shechted, since it's not omedes l'shchita, it has to be destroyed, the city. So it's a suffix if the shechita is mitar midei nevelim lavachin yirali b'shur haniskol sheshachatu la'achar shachatu la'achar gemar din. If you shechted a shur haniskol after gemar din, aval chulin ba'azor of a kachin b'chutz his boyer. Interesting. Comes out according to the Meiri that it's a suffik ledina if shchitas shor haniskol is metaheres from it being a nevela chulim ba'azar and kachin ba'chutz. He says the shchita is metaheres midei nevela, but he's mesupik about shchitas shor haniskol. Rambam perek aleph. Uperek beis mehilchos oves hatuma shechoshav kol dover sheshchita mitaheres midei nevela. The Rambam did not mention a shor haniskol, only chulin ba'azara. Why not shor haniskol? So it's mashma lefi the Rambam that who he holds that it's not mitaher midei nevela. Aval im naniach kein bedat Rambam. If we assume that the Rambam holds that Shechitas Shor HaNiskol is not Metar Midei Nevela, Tzarech Iyun, from where he gets this, that the Meiri is Mistapek, because he's Medamed, Lebehem Asir Anidachas, Bem Asir Anidachas. It's a Shaila in the Gemara, Bem Asir Anidachas, Ma'ash Tani Lo Shechitil Tarei Dei Nevela. Lefi Cherev Omer Rachmana, Lo Shna Shechita Mishachat, Lo Shna Ktala Mishchita Mishchat, Lo Shna Ktala Miktol, O Dilma Kevin the Shachta Mahanya Lashita Mai Teku. So Rashi explains the Shaila of the Gemara as follows. The Gemara is a Shaila about a Behemasir any dachas. Is the Shechita gonna be Metaher? Midei Nevela. On one hand it says Lefi Chara Charev, that's what you do to the things in the Irani Dachas. So loshna shachet mishchachta mishchat loshna ktala miktal Rashi the bain b'shchito bain bariga karina b'lefi charev. It's called the fi charev whether it's shechted or whether it's killed. Da filu shachta misa b'almeid even shchita stam misa v'loy mahani midi garnish is gehelf and it doesn't help us at all. O dilma lefi charev hainu shaloi kederech shchita aval derech shchita mahani lo letara midei nevela. Or maybe lefi charev is shelo kederech shchita. That's when it's aser bahana. Aval derech shchita, if it's just killed, so lo kederech shchita. But if it's kederech shchita, mahani lo letar midein avela, that helps. Dina dachil itzer v'isur hanohu. So yeah, you're not allowed to eat it. It's an isur hanohu, but tehani letar midein avela, it's going to be effective to be matar midein avela. So those are the two tzadim in the Rashi and the Gemara on whether the din of a shechtanal the nirni dachas. Do you say that it's like killing it is like shechtling, it doesn't matter, it remains a nevela, it's yinamatar midei nevela, or no? Shechit is not going to matter, it's ba'achila, it's aser ba'hana, but al kolpanim, it's going to be tar midei nevela. Vine. Yesh lachkor beboya d'rif chizda. We have a chakiri. Ima safiku, mishum d'chiyuv misas behemas ir anidachas u'becharev. If the chiyuv of misas ir anidachas is with a sword, and therefore a suffix is if shchita is also a kiyum of the chiyuv misa, because it's like the sword, and since it's a kiyum chiyuv misa, it's not considered shchita, rather it's considered mere misa and it's aser b'hana. Or is the suffix lav dafka mishum shechiyuv b'misas b'hemas ir anidachas is b'charev, but rather even if the chiyuv misa would be b'skila, it would be the same suffix, since the behemas chayeves misa. Therefore, it's not called shchita, rather it's called misa. So the chakira is, if the chiyuv of meisus behamasir anidachas is dafka with a sword, and therefore our suffix is shchita a kiyum of sword, and since it's a kiyum of sword, it's considered misa, or no? It's not because it's Becharev, even if it was Beskila. The Shechita, since you killed it, that is not called Shechita. Even if it would be Beskila, it's not Dafka connected to the fact that it's to the sword. If you killed it, that's considered Misa, and therefore it's Aser Bahana. Nafkamina, if the baya of Rav Chizda shaykh even mishor niskal, that was shechted. If you say like the tzad harishon that the suffix of Rav Chizda is because shchita is like sayif, then mishor niskal the shayla isn't shaykh at all, because the shor niskal has to be stoned, and shchita is not stoning. And according to that, shor haniskal that was shechted is vaday tar bidei nevela. Because what's the problem with Shor Niskal? That it's stoned. But this isn't stoned. And therefore it would be Tarmi Denevela. Only in the suffix of the Irani Dachas, there it's Becherev. So Shechit is like Becherev, and therefore it's Aser Bahana, but this is Beskila. The Shor Niskal is a skila issue, and it's supposed to be stoned, and that's why it's Aser Bahana, but shechting it isn't stoning it. It's a male year beseder. It's mutar tarbi nevela. Or, if we say like the second sad, that it's lav dafka because it says cherev, but just the very fact that it has to be killed, and any type of killing it is going to be in the status of the Bahamasir and Idachas, that it's going to be not tarbi nevela. So, then you could say the same thing about a Shor Haniskal. That's alright, you didn't get it Beskila, but it was killed, and therefore it still has the status of like it was Niskal. It's not going to be Tarmi Dei Nevela, or no? The other tzad is that could be Rav Chizda Safik. And on one hand, it was killed. Loshna Mishchat Shachta Mishchat, Loshna Ktala Miktal, it was killed. So whoever was killed, it's going to be Aser Bahana. I mean, the Gemara uses that Lashon about Bemesir Nidachas. But we can say this about Shor Niskal. As long as it was killed, it was killed. And therefore, it's not going to be Tarmi Dei Nevela. Or you could say no. Now, when it was Niskal, it's not Tarmi Dei Nevela. When it's not Niskal, it is Tarmi Dei Nevela. When it's Shechted, it is Tarmi Dei Nevela. So Miloshen Rashi, there's no Hechreya. How you would learn the Baya of Rav Chisda is the Suffolk, because Bamasir and Idachas is Becharev Dafka? Or would the Suffolk even be if it would be Beskila? However, from Rashi, Menachas, Nef Kuf Aleph, and Bechoris, Nef Tes Amid Beis, that Shur HaNiskal, Sheshachato, Metayer Midei Nevela, it's Muchach, like the first Tzad, that the Ibaya is, because Misasa is Besayif, and therefore Beshur HaNiskal is no Shaila. Dafka by Behemasir and Idachas, where the Mises Besayif, maybe Shechita has the same status as Sayif, and therefore it's Asur, it's not Matar Bindei Nevela. But according to that side, and Rashi doesn't have a suffix about Shur HaNiskal. Rashi says Shur HaNiskal is that was Shechted is Tar Bindei Nevela. So what does that mean? That means that it's Dafka because Behemasir and Idachas is Becharev. But if it wouldn't be Becharev, it would be Beskila, and then you Shechted it would be Beseder Gomor. And that's the case of Shur HaNiskal. Shur HaNiskal is Beskila. But since you shechted it, it's Beseder Gamor. It's Tar Midei Nevela. B'chein Muchach, Miloshen Yad Ramah. Yad Ramah writes, little did he know they would one day name a conservative summer camp after him. Mi amrin lefi charev amar rachmana bez kol behem tal lefi charev umisa besayifu de gozer rachmana loishna mishchat shalchi derech shchita loishna k'tal amikdol be'atoz esaroish de'i dividi b'chlal sayif ninhu hilko chafo gav de shalch tanami kaman de kot ledami de misa zu gozer rachmana alei v'ari misa v'ari mesa misa shenigzar alev nevelehi. He's mefurish muchach lehejim etvarav that it's because shchit is like charev. He says, "Umisa b'sayif hu degazer rachmana, idi v'idi b'chlal sayif." It's dafka because it's sayif, so shchit is like sayif. But if it would be a niskal, if in theory the animal of the Irnidachas would be stone, and you shechted would be Tar Midei Nevela, and that's the Lamaisa, the Metzius by the Shur HaNiskal. It's supposed to be stone, but if you shechted, it's Tar Midei Nevela. However, the Meiri says no. The Meiri says, "Bemesir Nidach Shinus Toho Beino Medes L'Shchita Dover Safek Im Ho La Shchitasa the Tar Midei Nevela." So it's muchach midivrei ha-me'iri that the question is lavi shum shchita havei kecharev. It's not because shchita is like charev, because it's not omedes l'shchita. In other words, since there's a chiyuv misa, it's a suffek if shchita is metayer. Since shchita is also a chiyuv misa. Ve'emesir nidach shenishtra hol ve'ena omedes l'shchita. It's not omedes l'shchita, and therefore safek im hoi l'shchita selatar midei nevela. Since it's not omedes l'shchita, so maybe the shchita isn't metayer midei nevela. And therefore he says same thing with Shur HaNiskal, sheshachto lacha shenigmar dina. But it's not omedes l'shchita. And since it's not omedes l'shchita, it's not going to become Torah midei nevela when you shecht it. Because shchita is its kiyum chiyuv misa. It's not omed l'shchita, it's omed l'skila, and therefore when you shecht it, shchita is nothing. It's not metar midei nevela. That's how the Meiri learns. So how are we going to understand this machlokes between the Meiri and Rashi in the Yad Ramah? So So it would appear as follows, that the machlokes in the Meiri with Rashi and Ramah is the din is the adam, if beizdin cannot be memesim, the misa ksuva bo memesim also b'chol misa, like we learn from the pasuk of Moshe, must mikol makom sanhedrin me'amid beiz. But a behema, we don't say what the din is. If you can't kill it with one misa, you kill it with another misa. So that apparently is the machlokes between Rashi and the Ramah and the Meiri. That Rashi in the Ad Ramah that a behema there's no chiyuv misas based in elav misa ksuvabo, just that specific misa. And if you can't be mekayim the misa ksuvabo, there's no din chiyuv misas based in just mitamu biarta rami kirbecha in Rashi b'chul and davkuf mem dibar maschil bar ketolam dibar maschil ela. And therefore they're mefarish that the boy of Rav Chisda is because shchitas like cherev. It's only because it's similar, and therefore since shchitas like cherev, maybe by getting shchita it got cherev. And it's not Matar Midei Nevela. But there's no din of any Misa works. Just Dafka Shchita, because it's like Cherev. That's why it would be a Kiyum of the Misa of this Behemoth Seir Nidachas. But the Miri holds no. That Behemoth is like Adam, B'chol Misa Shemei Misim. So L'chatchila you kill him in Misa Ksuba Bo. But otherwise other Misas also. And therefore the Miri holds that the Sabek of Rav Chisda is even B'shor Aniskal Sheshachto. If it's Kemisa Be'alma. Because on the shore there's a chiyuv misa. What misa? Skila. But like Adam, if you can't do skila, do other misos. And therefore, if you shechted it, it's a suffix. Do we say that there's a kiyum of the chiyuv misa be'alma, and therefore the shechit is nothing, it's not retirement day in a veil, or no? Maybe shechit is different. You're right, you could do any misa, but dafka shechit is an exception to the rule, and it's mitar midei nevela. Now, by Yirani Dachas, we weren't poshet the suffix. If we should compare Shor Niskal to Yirani Dachas, is a suffix. If it's Matar Midei Nevela or not. So we weren't poshet the suffix of Yirani Dachas. And we don't know if we can compare Shor Niskal to Yirani Dachas. But let's say we assume that the Rambam holds is not Matar Midei Nevela. Where would he get that from? Another interesting point is that the Shaila of Chisda Behemes Yirani Dachas Sheshachtu Matar Midei Nevela, the Rambam doesn't bring it. Why not? We also have to understand the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud Beis, Behemah She'ol Nidachas Shenishchata Asura Bahana'a Kishor HaNiskal Shenishchat. That if you have a Behemah V'Yir Nidachas that was shechted, it's Asur Bahana'a Kishor HaNiskal Shenishchat. The Rambam doesn't tell us if it's Matar Midei Nevela, but he does tell us that if you have a Behemah V'Yir Nidachas that was shechted, you're not allowed to get Hana'a from it. Like a Shor HaNiskal that was shechted, they're also not allowed to get enough from it. So the Chorot's Tamua. Why did the Rambam in this halacha of Behemoth Seir Nidachas Shenishchat Asura Bahana'a, why did the Rambam need to bring that? It's Pashit. Behemoth Seir Nidachas Asura B'chaim Kochol Shlala. Well, Mehechi Tesi that we should say that after Shechita it should be Mutter. Is Shechita Heter and Isra Hana'a of Shalalir Nidachas? We also have to understand what the Rambam writes. Kishor haniskal shenishchat manyan zel azem akesher. Shor haniskal is mutter b'hanah mechayim l'shitas haRambam. Uveskila hu nesar. So mechayim it's mutter b'hanah. And spaskila it's aser. And therefore we need a pasuk that if it was shechted after the Gemara Din, it's also aser. Because if Mechaim was mutter, skila it's aser. So let's say it was shechted after the Gemara Din. It's also aser. That's a chiddush. Even though it was shechted, it's still going to be asur, even though it was mutter mechayim. But behemas yirni dachas is asur b'hanah mechayim kachol shlala. So what's shechita going to help us? And what does the Rambam bring in Shor HaNiskal for? So Mirtz Hashem, Birtzos Hashem Darkeinu, in the next shir, we will hopefully see more light in the sugya about the Isser Shalol Lir Anidachas and Shechita Kodem Gemar Din. And we will continue singing Amir Tashem, Niflos Mitaras Hashem. In the meantime, we give ourselves a brach, we zoch a lilmo do the lamid lishma belasos, or the kaim is called divrei salmo terasa bi ahava. Amen vi amen, shalom shalom, sweetest and most beloved.